Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Deputies from the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence in the 800 block of Knowles Court in McKinleyville this morning and found an indoor grow with more than 1,600 plants. Deputies described the grow as a cloning operation where the plants are sold to other growers. The investigation has identified at least one person associated with the grow and are seeking a felony arrest warrant for the resident of the property. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And sheriff's deputies with the community response team were called out to Humboldt Redwoods Company property near Dyerville after company security personnel reported a marijuana garden. Officers accompanied the security guards to the grow site and found more than 5,000 plants ranging in size from 2 inches to 5 feet. It appeared that the garden had only just been recently watered, and other evidence at the scene indicated that those tending the site were probably Hispanic. The plants were all destroyed, but no suspects have been identified. Again, anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Early this morning, a sheriff's deputy pulled over a vehicle driven by 35-year-old Kevin Rossiter at the Circle K gas station on 6th Street for inoperable taillights. While talking with Rossiter, deputies also contacted the passenger, who provided a false identity and who later exited the truck despite being told to remain inside. That suspect, later identified as 44-year-old Escondido resident Kevin Perrine, then fled on foot before being tasered by a deputy. It was discovered that Perrine was a parolee at large out of San Diego who was wanted on a felony warrant. A search of the vehicle turned up cash, prescription narcotics, and methamphetamine. Perrine and Rossiter were both booked into county jail on drug and drug-related charges. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in Garberville was notified by a passerby that a man had just offered to give her Vicodin pills near a business on Redwood Drive. When the woman declined, the suspect made verbal threats to her and then began urinating in a public hallway between the businesses. Deputies searched the area and saw the suspect, identified as 56-year-old Garberville resident Robert Cree. They saw him enter a residence nearby, and after knocking on the door, they located him inside. The resident said they had answered the door and Cree had just walked in. They did not know him. Cree was arrested and booked into jail on possession charges. And Arcata police officers were called out last night to an area near West End Road and Spear Avenue on a report of a mountain lion sighting. Officers searched the area but did not locate the animal. It was the second time within 24 hours a lion had been spotted in that same area. You are always encouraged to report all mountain lion sightings near populated areas to the police department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A ballot initiative to abolish the death penalty in the state of California has gathered enough signatures of support and will appear on the November ballot. The measure, called the Safe California Act of 2012, would abolish the death penalty by replacing capital punishment with life in prison without the possibility of parole. California has more people on death row than any other state in the nation, by far, with 723. Florida is a distant second with 402, and Texas with 312. Supporters of the proposition, including former San Quentin prison warden Jeannie Woodford, say the state can save more than $100 million per year, and those funds could be used more productively in other crime prevention and investigation capacities. More than 800,000 signatures were gathered across the state, and a similar measure was just passed in Connecticut and awaits that governor's signature. And in other state news, a bill authored by State Senator Joel Anderson that would have placed a salary cap on the earnings of state employees was defeated in committee today. Anderson's bill, 1368, would have capped state salaries of all employees at no more than the salary of the governor, who earns just over $173,000 per year. North Coast Senator Noreen Evans voted against the measure, along with six other colleagues, defeating the bill before it got to the Senate floor. More than 9,000 state employees make more than the governor, and those salaries also outpace their national counterparts by a wide margin. And that's your North Coast News on this Tuesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.